Welcome, and thank you for listening to Champions for Christ, an exciting podcast series designed specifically for children. Make Bible time a lively and interactive experience for your family or small group. Join Renovar Ministries on a journey as you dedicate a moment to explore God's truth with your children, grandchildren, and friends.
Pure love. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to our podcast series, Champions for Christ. Are you ready to explore God's Word today? Fantastic. In our previous podcast, we learned how God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God's Word is also full of amazing stories. We call these stories Bible stories. The Bible is divided into two different sections, namely the Old Testament and the New Testament. I hope you are excited because we are going to learn all about the life of Jesus and why he came to earth. One of the amazing things about the Bible is that the Old Testament links in with the New Testament. So in this session, we are first going to start before Jesus was born, way back in the Old Testament. In the book of Genesis, we learn how God created the heavens and the earth. God also had an amazing plan to create human beings. And right in the beginning, he formed Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed life into him through Adam's nostrils. God gave Adam an exciting opportunity to name the creatures that he had made. Do you know that to this day, scientists are still discovering new creatures? But even after meeting so many wonderful creatures, Adam still missed a human companion. You see, the truth is, everyone needs people in their lives. That is why we need to cherish the special family and friends that God has given us. To help Adam, God formed Adam's wife Eve using one of Adam's ribs. One day, God put Adam into a deep, deep sleep and took one of his ribs and then gently closed his body up again. Now that is astonishing. God's original plan was to have a special friendship with Adam and Eve on the earth and for them to walk in holiness before him all the days of their lives. He also had other exciting plans for them. God wanted them to rule over all of the creatures on earth, and to tend to the Garden of Eden, and to have a family. However, God did give one very important instruction. He told Adam and Eve that they could eat from any tree in the garden, except from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That meant that they were supposed to obey what God said so that God could keep them safe. I'm sure many of you have been told at home not to do something in order to keep you safe before. One thing I was taught when I was very young was to keep my hands far away from a hot stove. But sadly, Adam and Eve failed to obey God. They disobeyed God by eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It is through this that they sinned. Now, when we sin, we do bad things, and this separates us from the presence of God. God is holy, and God never sins. So through their disobedience to God, Adam and Eve allowed wickedness to enter into the world, and they no longer lived in harmony with God. This meant that they and the people of the world would have to face things like sickness, sadness, and difficult times. Thankfully, though, God still had a special plan to save his people from everlasting death. He had the perfect plan to send his only son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to earth so that he could pay the sacrifice through his death for our sins. In God's brilliance, he sent the Lord Jesus to earth as a baby who would later grow up into a boy and then into a man to save the world. Let us turn to the book of John in the New Testament and go to chapter 3, verse 16 together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. When Jesus came to earth, he paid the ultimate price for our sins by dying on a cross for us, even though he was completely innocent, so that each of us could have the gift of everlasting life one day. What this means is that when we believe in Jesus as our Lord and have a friendship with him, we do not have to worry about where we will go when we die one day. You see, God gives us a special promise that we will go to heaven one day to be with him and all of our other Christian family. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior yet, please feel free to pray with me now. If you have, then why don't you join me and pray for your friends who are newly accepting Jesus as their Savior? Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus to die for me. I am sorry for where I have sinned in life. Thank you for forgiving me. Jesus, I ask that you come and be Lord of my life from today. Help me to live out the perfect plan that you designed for me before I was even born. Please, will you fill me with your Spirit? In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks for praying with me today. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you.
Please feel free to connect with us through our website, www.renovarministries.org, for free resources, or if you need any prayer. May God bless you and your family. Shalom.